You've perhaps heard of the name Warren Buffett. He is a financial investment genius and one of the wealthiest men in America. But he has doubts, supposedly, about life beyond the grave. And it worries him. Buffett has admitted, "There's one thing I'm scared of. I'm afraid to die." One of his biographers, a man by the name of Roger Lowenstein, wrote these words: "Warren's exploits were always based on numbers, which he trusted above all else. In contrast, he did not subscribe to his family's religion. Even at a young age, he was too mathematical. He was too logical to make the leap of faith. He adopted his father's ethical underpinnings, but not his belief in an unseen divinity." On a lighter note, Buffett once said, "What I want people to say when they pass by my casket is, 'Boy, was he old.'" This story captures something that is at the heart of the reading that we had from Ecclesiastes. I've mentioned this before, but let me just say it again because it's important. In Latin, this book is called Ecclesiastes, from which we get words like ecclesial, ecclesiastical. It speaks about the gathered community, the people who are hearing this message. But in the Hebrew, the book is called Koheleth, and Koheleth is the Hebrew word for preacher. So the Latin version points to the ones who are hearing, and the Hebrew version points to the one who is speaking. Koheleth is speaking to the gathered community. And this is important to know when trying to understand the message of this book, because there is a theme that we heard Gary speak at the very end of today's reading, where these words were proclaimed: "Vanity of vanity, says the teacher, all is vanity." Now this comes in chapter 12 at verse 8, right before the epilogue, which is the last five verses of the book. But these words, "vanity of vanities, all is vanity," are a repetition of the words that come at the very beginning of the book, because that's how the book of Ecclesiastes begins. All is vanity. And here's what we need to understand about what this book is trying to say. If we try to make sense from a purely material perspective, like Mr. Buffett, all we will be able to say in the end is, "Boy, was he old." For the word vanity in this book does not mean what you think it means. It does not mean someone who is prideful, filled with self-admiration. That's not what the word vanity means in Ecclesiastes. This is what the word means. Life is a breath. It comes and it goes. Here one moment, gone the next. Indeed, today's psalm says the same thing poetically. When Moses, who wrote Psalm 90, the only psalm he wrote, said the following: "You sweep them away, they are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed, and in the evening it fades and withers." Vanity of vanities, all is vanity, says Koheleth. Now here's what you have to appreciate about this remarkable passage that we just read. And I'll have to admit to you, when I looked at it early this morning, I said, "I have no idea what this is about." Thanks be to God for commentators, especially a very gifted Catholic commentator by the name of Brent Petrie, who helped me to understand what is in this passage. But here's what we have to see. This is actually a poem. And it's a poem written to a young man. And at the heart of the poem is this understanding that at the beginning of our passage today, Koheleth, in addressing this young person who's in the prime of life, exhorts them to live in such a way that they do not forget that their origin comes from God, or that they are mortal beings who will one day die. And then there is perhaps the most famous verse in the book of Ecclesiastes, the beginning of chapter 12. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years draw near when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. So here's the thing you need to understand, that the writer here is counseling this young person to pursue a life of meaning, set goals, and look to the future with confidence. But the writer also warns this young person, don't be like Warren Buffett, to miss out on the most important equation, to calculate and to count your mortality. To remember that we are like the grass of Psalm 90. Now here's what the writer does. He writes a poem. And this is a poem filled with metaphors, where with each image that he gives, it is tied to a symptom of aging. If you've got the Missalette, please turn to page 125. And what I want to do is I want to go through the 12 metaphors that are in this poem and show you how they correspond to aging. So we're in the second paragraph where we have this quotation, I have no pleasure in them, and then we have the following. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darkened, and the clouds return with rain. This is anticipating the symptom of eyes failing, eyesight failing. When it then speaks of, in the day when the guards of the house tremble, when our hands begin to shake and we cannot control them anymore. The strong men are bent. Legs that are weakened and not able to stand upright with aging. I like this next one. And the women who grind cease working because they are few. When our teeth fall out. Those who look through the window and see dimly. Another emphasis on eyesight failing. The doors on the street are shut. When the person's mouth is closed and they remain silent. When the sound of the grinding is low. When our hearing fails. One rises at the sound of a bird. The light and restless sleep of old age. When one is afraid of heights and terrors on the road. When we have a loss of physical courage due to increased frailty. I like this next one. The almond tree blossoms when your hair turns white. The grasshopper drags itself along and desire fails. When we no longer have sexual desire. And then this last one are repeated metaphors that speak about our death. It's beautiful language. The silver cord is snapped, and the golden bowl is broken, and the pitcher is broken at the fountain, and the wheel broken at the cistern, and the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the breath returns to God who gave it. When death arrives. Did you know this poem was in the Bible? I didn't I mean, I've read this passage before, but I've never read this passage before. And this is how the book of Ecclesiastes ends, with the exception of the epilogue. And here's the point of the whole book. The message of Ecclesiastes is that apart from God being at the center of our life, all that we will be able to conclude at the end is, boy, was he old. But listen to the very last verse of the book of Ecclesiastes. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, and every secret, whether good or ill. So says the Bible, that in a world where we are a breath, here today, gone tomorrow, do not invest solely in temporal realities that have no eternal returns. Rather, may each of us, and this is very hard, accept with humility the effects of aging, so that with today's psalm, we can learn to say, teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. This, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, is the wisdom of the Bible. And the Bible says, this is the most important investment that you and I can ever make.